big change at the top of the tree, the Brisbane Lions. Big year coming up. Big sort of 4 or 5 years in front of the Lions as this really kind of aggressive rebuild takes place under Chris Fagan. Andrew Wellington, the new chairman of the Brisbane Lions, has been good enough to join us. Good morning and congratulations on the appointment, Andrew.
Thank you very much and good morning to you.
With all the positivity around the list rebuild and this, you know, great influx of young talent you've got at your footy club, all of that's the build's going to take a bit of time, Andrew. In the short term, how can you encourage local football fans to get back to the Gabba?
I think it's the way that we played the game. I think the progress, when you look at last season, there's no way that we're content with where we finished in terms of our ladder position, but we were really pleased with the progress that the side made, and I think our supporters can see that, and I think you'll start to see, even from the beginning of the year, people coming back to the Gabba and enjoying seeing these young players develop and the exciting way that that Chris and the team have got them playing, you know, seeing players like Eric Hipwood develop. Harris Andrews continue to develop. You know, that's what our members love to see.
Andrew, you pulled off the coup, the surprise packet of the year by talking Luke Hodge out of retirement. He's been up there a couple of weeks now for a young group. Just how exciting is it to get a player of his calibre up there for his leadership?
Yeah, I think it's really exciting. I think it gives the young group some belief. When you've been starved for success for a long time, people can start to stop believing. And I think when you get someone like Luke Hodge, along with people like Chris Fagan and David Noble, who, you know, experienced recent success, and they're able to say to the players, look, if you do A, B, C, and you do it well and you do it consistently, then you'll be successful. And it gives the players belief, I think, those young players. And obviously, he's just a great sort of character in terms of the quality of his character to have around the club.
Congratulations, Andrew, on the appointment. Obviously, challenges becomes a lot of opportunities. Obviously, football in Queensland over the last 4 or 5 years hasn't been great. What do you see you can turn it around? I know you say bums on seats at the Gabba, but what are the biggest challenges for you and your board?
Look, I think the biggest challenge, one of the biggest challenges for us and the board, to be honest, is to educate the AFL and the broader football public around what life is like as a football club in Queensland. It's interesting you say football's not strong in Queensland. The reality is our two AFL teams have struggled for success. That's obvious to everyone. But grassroots football's still very strong, and it was one of the reasons we weren't surprised when our AFLW team performed so well, because we've seen that on the ground for a long time. Now, clearly, if we continue to struggle in perpetuity, that's not good for the game. But football's strong in Queensland, and I think you'll see as the AFL teams come back and perform well, it'll become more obvious to everyone.
Spud, and to you, Andrew, I mean, 16,000 people turned up to the women's grand final at Carrara. I mean, I don't know whether you were there that day, Andrew, but that was extraordinary, the rollout that arrived for that game.
Oh, and we think that if we'd have been able to play that game at the Gabba, we would have had north of 20,000 people easily. So, yeah, and that's just a sign, as I say, of the strength of football at the grassroots level, the community football. And things like our academy play a role in that. We're providing a pathway for kids to stop them being poached by the sports, which traditionally what might have happened in Queensland. And so, yeah, it is fantastic to see that level of support, and hopefully we'll see that again this season for the women's team as well.
Andrew, I've always admired club chairmans of AFL clubs because it can be sometimes a poison chalice, but you've obviously got some great experiences. Just want to enlighten us a little bit about your background and how you become the chairman of the Brisbane Lions?
Sure. So my background, I've got a financial background. I'm a partner in a chartered accounting firm, PwC, have been for a long time, so I do understand how our sort of business and sponsor stakeholders see us, but I grew up through rural Western Australia, through the Northern Wheatbelt, and saw a lot of plays and was involved in a lot of community football over the years. And so I certainly have never played at the elite level, and my football career never reached any great heights. But I've had a long-standing love of football, and since I came to Queensland in the mid-90s. I've been involved in community football and been involved now with the Lions on the board the last sort of 3 or 4 years, and prior to that, sort of helping them with some of their commercial initiatives in the city as well.
With all those, with all the obvious challenges in front of you and some that aren't as obvious to the rest of us, Andrew, how big a priority is it for you to make, under your tenure, make this Brisbane Footy Club a club that players, once they arrive at it, no matter where they come from, don't want to leave?
Yeah, that's incredibly important. So obviously, yeah, we've got to draft well in the first place. We've then got to do a good job of developing those players that we draft, and then we've got to keep them. So they're the three key parts of that. And providing a good environment where you've got quality people, investing in the young players and their families, is incredibly important. I think it is one area that we'll continue to engage in dialogue with the AFL on, to make sure they understand the challenges of having young players. You know, we had, on the Friday night of the draft, you've got young men who literally have no idea where they're going to spend the next 2 years of their lives. Yeah. And by the middle of the following week, some of them have come from Western Australia, in our case, Western Australia, the Northern Territory and Victoria, landed in Brisbane. And so, you know, we've got to bring them along, their families along. So, look, that's something that we'll continue to talk to the AFL about, how that system can work a little better. But we've also got to help ourselves and create the best environment we can.
Andrew, how close was Josh Shackey being to staying at the Lions? The trade only went through with, I think, 1 minute to go to the Western Bulldogs. You're still contracted for a couple of years, but paperwork would have gone in reasonably quickly to get that deal done.
Yeah, look, I mean, one of the things I've sort of learned as a board member, and I'll continue to do as a chairman, is you put the right people in the right jobs and let them do their jobs. And so I don't get involved in the sort of minute-to-minute or hour-to-hour or even day-to-day.
That's what Jeff Kennett used to say too.
The reality is, I think, in a situation like that, football, the industry's matured. People have mature conversations. And if Josh had a stayed, we had some good plans in place that I think would have helped him be the best footballer that he could be. But as it turned out, he got to go somewhere that he wanted to, and we were comfortable with that.
Andrew, thanks for coming on. Good luck. It's exciting what's happening up in Brisbane, and it's going to be really interesting to see how it all develops and unfolds in the next couple of seasons. Thanks for joining us.
No, thank you very much. Thanks, happy to talk about the Lions. Cheers.
Good on you. Andrew Wellington, Chairman of the Lions.
They're certainly heading in the right direction.
They've got a sensible list build.
Stability the last couple of years.
How big a factor? I mean, you know him, and I know you've spoken about him again, but in the context of speaking to their new chairman, how big an appointment is Chris Fagan and David Noble in particular, and how right is he as the man with the challenge in front of him up there?
Oh, no doubt. It's a great appointment. I just feel at any footy club, if you get president, CEO, football manager, coach right, then you're going in the right direction. Mm. And now they've got Luke Hodge. By all reports, I was speaking to Hodge, he was just so surprised at how good a leader Beams is, how good some of the young guys are. So from the outside looking in, you mightn't appreciate some of it as much, but he's there in a sanctum now, and you just get the feeling that the young guys, they want to be there, and they're buoyant about the future of this club, where I reckon 2 years ago, all the young guys wanted out.
Yep.
There was just a feeling of dread up there.
And especially at goal-to-goal line. You know, Harris Andrews, you've got Eric Hipwood up the other end, and Andrews' biggest job is completely that, Brownie, stability and a little bit of patience. You know, the four key pillars you talk about, all the successful clubs have had those people in the jobs for 5 to 6 to 7 years. And it took Mark Thompson, you know, he's nearly tipped out into his sixth year.
Yep.
Then they stuck fat through March. You know, they reappointed him. They had a couple of bad losses. And then the end of 2007, had the greatest winning margin ever.